And now this is a dictation for Doris Lapau, L-A-P as in Paul, A-U-G-H, December 1830. Address as a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, 5831914. Dear Mrs. Preston, follow up for Mrs. Lapau, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit October. She did have a stroke, transfer from Alma to Midland, eventually rehabilitation. Now lives at home with daughter Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. Left-sided weakness, some degree of expressive aphasia, underlying atrial fibrillation eliquis, no bleeding on the CT scan, does have carotid as well as vertebral artery disease. Has preserved ejection fraction, the echocardiogram, dilated atria, the presence of the aortic valve replacement, severe mitral stenosis and regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, severe pulmonary hypertension, eliquis change to Coumadin, MRI shows multiple non-hemorrhagic infarcts, likely from embolism. Right now, we did a phone visit as she was not able to come in person. Her speech is back to normal, remains weak on the left side. Says to be eating well without any vomiting, dysphagia, or bowel or urinary changes. Uses a walker, problems of insomnia, a stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, minor orthopnea, no PND, uses two pillows. In the hospital, no heart attack, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, did not require dialysis, no infection in the urine or pneumonia, other review system is negative. I review medications. I want to highlight Norvasc, Bumex, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. She's able to speak normally without gross respiratory distress. I do not hear any expressive aphasia or dysarthria. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries I have is from February 23, malanemia 10.9, large red blood cells 106, a normal platelet count, creatinine at 2.1, which is baseline for a GFR of 22, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, I don't see progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy. Next number, hypertension, needs to be checked at home before we adjust medication. Next number, aortic valve replacement. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Next number, multifocal stroke as indicated above. Next number, anemia with large red blood cell size. Next number, left-sided weakness from recent stroke. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph, I review all records available, discuss with her, explain the findings, the plan of action. We'd like to see her in person on the next 3 to 4 months. All questions answered, end of dictation.